Okay, we're on the last Mishnah, right? Mem Tes, Ahmed Beis, Mas Nisin, but Pulmus. So the Pulmus is like basically the marauding soldiers, right? Rashi says, Chayil Shehevi Aspas Yonus Al Yushalayim. Actually, we're talking about, right? So the army shall Aspas Yonus. Aspas Yonus is one of the generals of the Romans at the time of the destruction. He was the first one that got sent, that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai spoke to, and then he got appointed the Caesar, and then he sent Titus afterwards, which we're going to speak about Titus. So, but anyway, so when he came, Gozru, they made a gezeirah al Atoros Chosonim. The Atoros Chosonim, that means basically the Choson used to wear a crown. And he said, you know, it's not right to do that anymore. Yeah, but Allah Eirus, and also they stopped doing Eirus. Rashi says, be patient. We'll explain that later. But Pulmus, now, and when the soldiers that brought Shel Titus, right, he was the one who destroyed the base of Mikdash. Yeah, Gozrul al Atarois Kalois, the Atarois means the crowns of the brides, Kalois. Right, and secondly, Vishaloh Yilmad Odom. A person shouldn't teach Espino Yivonis. He shouldn't teach his son Greek. The Gemara is going to speak about that as well. But Pulmus Ha'acharon, in the second, the last Pulmus, meaning when the Beis Hamikdash actually got destroyed. So basically, this is referring to Titus's, right? So Titus did with the first, you know, army that he brought. They made one. They made certain gazeres, and then the last one, the Gozru Shalot Tate Seakala. That a kala can't go, but a perion is basically some kind of canopy that you used to made of clothes or something that used to go around the kala, betoich ha'ir, amongst the ear when she was going to the chasna. The rabbis say no hitiru, they went against this. They said it's permissible should take the kala, but a perion betoich ha'ir, so you can go in, right? I don't think Gemara speaks about it. It's because of sneers, I think. I don't think our Gemara actually doesn't speak about it. But I think somebody, they say it's because of sneers. Okay, now, Mishameis Rabbi Meir. Now, back to, right, things, right? No, who's, it's Rabbi Seinu.
Oh, I see.
It sounds like it's some rabbis against rabbis, but who's the first one, right?
Oh, I didn't realize
this,
but all the
Pulmus
that are coming,
the Rabbanah are making. Yes, the other one, yes, correct. Yeah, I should have spoiled that out. Yeah, exactly, right? I'm just pointing out, when we say Gezerah over here, we mean the rabbis. The rabbis made the Gezerah because of, like...
Weren't the rabbis the one that said... They
watch or
something at the end?
Yeah, so that's why it's a bit... The last one is a bit confusing because it's the rabbis... Said it was Osa, and then who's the rabbi? The question is, who's the rabbi Seinu? Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Mishameis Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir died, Botlu Moshli Moshlim. There wasn't any more of the Moshli. He was, Rabbi Meir was famed, and which he actually did. He used to give, Rashi explains, he gave Moshels, the Gemara, and in order to get Chochmu, to get into people's hearts, sometimes if you give a good Moshel, people have a deeper understanding. Mishameis ben Azai. When ben Azai died, Botlu Shakdonim. There were no more Shakdonim. The people who like that we call Masbidim nowadays. Yeah. So that means because we saw earlier in the Masechta, ben Azai didn't get married because he just wanted to learn Torah all the time. Mishameis ben Zoma. This is a like contemporary of ben Azai. Botlu Hadar Shonim. And we saw he used to make he had the best droshes, so that was like came to an end. Yeah, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva died, Bottle Kvoda Torah, the covered of the Torah went because Rabbi Akiva was such a big time chacham. He used to be able to doration make a droshen on even the coits of the letters, right? The coits of a yud. And it basically showed that everything in the Torah was had a function, and that's covered the Torah. Yeah, that if you show that even this little thing that you may think is insignificant has significance, so that was gone. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, So he's also famous. He had lots of nisim. Rashi mentions three of them very shortly. Yeah, Botlu, Anshi Maisa. There's no Anshi Maisa anymore. Mishameis Rabbi Yossi Katanta. When Rabbi Yossi Katanta died, Posku Chasidim, he was, there was no more Chasidim. Yeah, but Lama Nikra Shemoi Katanta. Why do we call this Rabbi Yossi Katanta? Shahayo Katanta, because he was the smallest Shel Chasidim, other than the Chasidim. He was the last, the little Chasid, the last one. Okay. Now, Mishameis Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai died, Botol Ziva Chochma, the shine of the Chochma left. Rashi says he doesn't know what that means. Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel Zakin, Rabbi Gamliel Zakin, so he was, which one was he? He was before Rabbi, right? So the original one, yeah? Bottle cover the Torah. It was bottle the cover the Torah because when Rabbi Gamliel used to learn Torah, he used to stand up, right? Because it would be basically, you could sit down and learn Torah. But at his time, it came to a weakness to the generation. People were able to do that. So that was the also.
It's a different cover the Torah.
Yes, correct. Well noted. Yes. Umesa Torah Precious. And it also, kind of, this was out, and it died the purity and separating from.
Austerity.
What's it?
Austerity.
Austerity. Very nice. Austerity. Okay. So those stops. There is, people point out, I saw this in the, why did it say mesa, meaning all of this is, it says bottle, right? Bottle, the other things, but over here it says mesa. Misha mace. Rabbi Yishmael ben Pabi, when Rabbi Yishmael ben Pabi died, Botlo Ziv Kahuna, the brilliance maybe of the Kahuna, because he was like a really rich Cohen. There's a lot of people used to be on his house, and he was, after that, it just wasn't like it used to be. Mishameis Rebbe, Botlo Anova, there wasn't any male Anova or Yiras Chit. Okay, so, Gemara, Tana Rabbanan.
It
means it ended.
When the?
When it's going back on when Rabbi Gamliel died.
Oh, Torah and Precious is what separation?
Torah and Precious, yeah, is that word he said.
Derek.
Apparently. Okay, so now. Right, speaking like in Mesillas Yesharim, it speaks about it, right?
Asceticism.
Okay, the Hagdara of Precious is separating oneself from what's permissible for you. You're adding on, meaning you're right, even for the sake of God. Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, speaking about Mesillas Yesharim, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, Oimer, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Bushu Chaveirim, that the Chaveirim became embarrassed, and the Bnei Chorin, Rashi says over here, this is the Miyuchosin, the people who have good lineage. Yeah, they were all embarrassed. V'chofu roisham, and they covered their heads. I suppose, you know, they don't want to be seen. V'nildaldalu, and they were, they were going down. They were
dwindling.
Yes. It's interesting. Yeah. Anshe Maisa. And also, the Anshi Maisa. I was seeing the where's the punctuation over here, yeah? Yeah. Terrible rebuke was your ear, oh man. Mishachov is in the Shbuzuch of him, Bunei Chorim. Vachofim Roshom. Yeah, but Nidaldu Anshi Maisa is going on that, right? Nidaldu Anshi Maisa. And the Anshi Maisa started dwindling. Yeah. Vagovru Bale Zroa, and they started getting mighty, meaning these were people in charge. The Bali Zroa, that means the master of the people who the strong-armed. We had strong-armed people, yeah. Or Bali Loshen, and the people who speak in Loshen Hara. That's how you get forward in the world. You put other people down with Loshen Hara. The Ein Doresh, and there's no one who's seeking us out. The Ein Mivakesh, there's no one who's like pleading for us. The Ein Shoel, there's no one asking if we're You know, what's with us? We don't, no one cares about us. So basically, it's really bad, right? Al mi lanu lihishayim. So it's like a question. Upon who can we lihishayim?
Rely.
Yes. Who can we rely upon? Al avinu shebishamayim. Only on Hashem. Right. There's no other. You know what I mean? Now, Rabbi Elazar Hagadol. So Rabbi Elazar Hagadol, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus. Oimer miyom shecharav beis hamikdash, from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Sharu means it began. Yeah. Chachamayo means the chachamim. Yeah. Lemehebe to be ke like Safraya. Safraya, so basically Rashi says it's like a cheder rebbe. So they were downgraded. Yeah, I don't know what it means that people related to them. I suppose people related to them, I would assume. That's what it meant, right? So people looked at Chachamim, who they used to give a lot of respect. They gave them respect due to a cheder rebbe. The Safraya, and the people who were Safraya were actually a cheder rebbe. Yeah, because Chaznaya, they were like Chaznaya. And we said Chazonim, we said earlier in the Mishnah was like a Shamash. So the person who was a teacher, they started giving the respect of a Shamash. Yeah, the Chaznaya, and someone who was a Shamash, he got respect of Ka'ama the Ara. Or he became Ka'ama the Ara, right? Mm-hmm. He became like a normal, you know, man of the earth, worldly man.
Amaretz,
yes. In Aramaic. But Amad Ara, what happened to the Amad Ara? Where can you go down from the Amaretz? Yeah, Ozla, the Dildala, right, and also they diminished. So maybe people were dying, right? No, here we go. Look at Rashi over here. Ozla, no, that's got something else, that. Okay, now, the angel, same thing. The angel is a Gerser, right?
So maybe that is going on that,
yeah. Yeah. The Navla, right? So they were going down, and what's the word for Navla? They were becoming disgusting. Yeah. The Ein Shoel, the Ein Mavakesh. Now, there's no Shoel, no Mavakesh. No one's asking after them. No one's, you know, requesting on their behalf. It's the same thing. So Al Mi Yesh Lehishoin. So who are you going to rely upon? Yeah. Al Avinu Shebishamayim. Rely upon Hashem in heaven. Now, Be'ik Voice Meshicha. So Rashi says a nice ik voice means the end. So Rashi puts it the end of the Golos when Mashiach is coming. Right? When we say ik voice the Mashiach, so Rashi translates it as, right, in the end of the Golos when Mashiach is coming.
Oh, yeah,
Mashiach. Yeah. Okay. Chutzpah Yiskeh. Right? Chutzpah is going to, right, it's Chutzpah, we know what Chutzpah is. Right? Yiskeh. So Yiskeh in Aramaic means it's going to get more. Okay, there's going to be more chutzpah in the world. The yoke ya'amir, I think it means the prices, yeah, things are going to go up. Ya'amir, I tried in the past to figure this word out and I gave up. So there's a Gershon in the side which makes it easy. If you look at base on our ones, yeah, it says. Ya'aves. This also doesn't make sense. I'm not sure on this bit. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Basically, things, prices are going to go up. Yeah. Geffen titen perio. The geffen means the vineyards are going to, there's going to be lots of nice grapes. Yeah. Vayayin biyoke. But the actual wine is going to be really expensive. Actually, because everyone is, there's a tremendous demand because everybody's drinking. Everyone's a shikker. And basically, wine's going to go up. And okay, well, Malchus. Now, next thing, Malchus, the I suppose the rulers, the ruling king, yeah, is Tafech is going to turn into the minus. Into minus is basically is going to whatever a min is. Basically, it's going to deny Hashem or something like that. But in Tuchachas, there's no Tuchacha because everybody's just basically doing avaras. You can't really, right? No, can give toichacha. Beis avad. So Beis Avad is where they used to meet for the time of the Chachamim. Yeah. Yiel Zrus will be used because they used to meet outside of town. Right? So outside of town, so they're stopping, they just left an empty building because they're not meeting for the Vad anymore. And it's used, Zrus, the people use for doing with zoners over there. Vagalil Yechorev, the Golil is going to be destroyed.
Galil is
a place, like, you know, Galilee, it sounds like, yeah, it sounds pretty right. But Gavlan is also a place, Yoshum. Yoshum means it's going to become desolate. V'anshi Gvul, and the people on the boundaries, yeah, Yisovavu, they're going to go around, Me'ir Le'ir, right, because it sounds like they've been displaced.
So what do you say
Yoshum means? Yoshum means to be desolate. Also kind of destroyed, basically. The Anshiyagvul, the people of the from the boundaries, are going to go around Yisovavu. They're going to write Me'ir Le'ir, V'lo Yechadanu, and they're not going to find any. No one's going to take pity on them. Right. V'chochmos Sofrim Tisrach. Right, and the wisdom of the scribes or the teachers will be Tisrach, will be seen as disgusting. No one wants to know. Yeah, the Yirichet Yimasu, similar thing, and the people who fear hate will also be people will be disgusted by it, not interested. The MS and the MS Tihei Ne'ederes will be lost. So basically, right, Norim Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, right, the youths, the face of the elders, they're going to embarrass. Yalbinu means embarrass, right? Zakenim Yamdu Mimnei Katanim, the Zakenim are going to stand up before the Katanim, right? It's Olam Hofuch. Ben Menavel Av, the Ben is going to disgrace his father. Bas Kama Be'ima, a daughter is going to rebel against her mother. Kala B'chamoisa, the bride with her mother-in-law. Yeah. Oyve Ish, the enemies of a person, or Anshi Beis, are actually the people who live in his house. Yeah. Pnei Ador, Pnei Kelev, like the face of the generation is like the face of a dog. Aben Eno Misbayish Mi Oviv, and the son is not going to be embarrassed from his father. Right, and then we finish off with the thing. You've got Al Ma Yeshlanu Lishoin. So who can we rely upon? Avinu Shabbashamayim. Or we can only rely upon Hashem in heaven.